Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we need to talk about the circus. Not the political circus. Not the COVID circus. Not the education circus. Not the leaked SCOTUS draft circus. But actually the Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey circus. Apparently it's coming back. I am not a big circus person, because when I've gone, when I was younger, it was really stinky, a lot of poo-poo, and seats were kind of uncomfortable. You were in a tent, and Arizona was really hot, so it really wasn't fun to go to a circus. I'd rather be in air conditioning and all that. Well, now they've, I mean, now the venues are amazing, but when I hear, are you going to the circus, you know, I might, you know, you mean the voting booths? I don't really... connected to, you know, going to a big circus show, although Cirque du Soleil, that blew my mind. That made me like circuses again. You know, I like the animals, but I don't know, when I was watching circuses as kids, the animals didn't look happy. There was a lot of poo-poo. The people didn't look happy at the circus. And the only thing I was really interested in was the trapeze. Well, they say the Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus now is being revived less than a decade after it shuttered. It is the iconic traveling circus, and they had to halt performances in 2017 after more than 140 years in operation because of dwindling ticket sales. Remember, there was a lot of controversy over the animal performers and how they're treated and all that. So they are going to return September 2023, according to CNN and production company Feld Entertainment. So their title, The Greatest Show on Earth Remains, but they're not going to have live animals. So no elephants, tigers, and the rest of the beasts. A lot of activists had complained, animal rights groups. And so the revamped tour is not going to have animals. And that's where I really got to credit Cirque du Soleil. Cirque du Soleil was able to do circus in terms of the clowns and some of the comedy and the acrobatics and the artistry without the animals. Now, you know, I'm a little mixed on animals because, from the stories I've heard, I don't want animals mistreated. If animals do not want to be whipped to do an act, don't make the animal do it. I mean, I got animals, trust me. If they don't want to do something, don't make them do something. You know, I'm like, you know, fine, you go your way, I go my way. You know, you just don't whip an animal into shape like that. I'm not a fan of that. On the flip side, though, I loved being able to give my kids an appreciation of animals so they would love animals. I love animals. You know, and if I could have been a veterinarian, I would have probably really considered that because I just love animals and taking care of animals. But you don't have access to animals in real life. So unless you go to a zoo or an aquarium, and so every time we have an opportunity to go to an aquarium or a zoo, you know, to, you know, gain that appreciation of animals and learn about them, I love that. But I understand that, you know, those habitats are not ideal. Fish would rather be out there. And the argument I always thought was, but the fish is going to be eaten by a bigger fish. These fish are protected. You know, and so I always thought that aquariums were protecting endangered species, so were zoos. Zoos were protecting endangered species, so these animals, or a sick animal, such that that animal wouldn't get, I don't know, you know, eaten up alive by the food chain. So, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, my first exposure to an elephant, you know, really was at a circus or a zoo. but I just don't agree with the treatment of it, and I really think you could do an entertaining show without the live animals. I mean, using animals for entertainment at their expense, not cool. So, the stars of the circus, apparently the elephants, they've been around and used for over 100 years. But showrunners phased them out by 2016, and then many of the elephants retired at a Florida wildlife sanctuary as well. So the big question then is, you know, okay, yeah, so, you know, there's a circus. Great, circus is back in town. But, you know, are we going to move towards, you know, let animals be animals, let them be in their habitat, leave them alone, and if you want to see them, just do it by a safari? Or do we want to have, you know, the zoos and the exhibits and the, you know, protection of extinct animals and extinct species? You know, I don't know. So I'm kind of torn with that. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All I know is, you know, entertainment now is a lot different for kids. You know, in the olden days, there was nothing really going on, but when the circus came to town, that was huge. And so it would bring community together. It would, you know, obviously sell tickets, bring vendors. It was a big, big deal. Now, if you tell a kid you want to go see the elephant, you know, it's just not the biggest deal. Now, I have to admit, when I was a kid, I found it fascinating to watch an animal potty. You know, because, I mean, you know, with us, you weren't allowed to potty in the middle of the house. You know, you had to go to the toilet and potty. So seeing an animal be able to just potty in the middle of a show, I thought was pretty damn cool. So I have to admit, it was kind of entertaining, but it just wasn't my favorite thing to do. But now, you know, when you look at kids, it does bother me that if you say, hey, no, look, you know, you want to go see the animal, you want to go see the fish, some of them are like, no, and they're on their computers, and they're watching their videos, and I really think, you know, kids need to be involved with nature. They need to learn about nature. They need to learn how to protect themselves with nature. They need to appreciate it. That's why we've always had pets. We've always had cats or dogs with my kids, because I wanted them to have a love for animals and appreciation for animals. So somebody could say, well, it's cruel. You make them sing to, you know, you sing to them all the time. They don't want to have to hear that. My cat this morning, again, was sitting there, you know, watching me take a shower. That had to be very cruel on him. I mean, it's cruel to me. I didn't make him do it, but, whereas he could be out in the wild watching birds. Instead, he has to see me in the shower. So, you know, I get how some people probably think that my animals probably have one of the most horrible lives. But trust me, they get fed well. They, you know, get to sleep in mama bed. They get lots of love and kisses. So I think they're happy. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
People can catch COVID-19 from someone in their household. Dr. Fabian Sandoval is president and CEO of the Emerson Clinical Research Institute.
There's a continuing need to investigate new therapies to help reduce the risk of spreading COVID-19 in addition to improving diversity in clinical trials.
If you're an unvaccinated adult and you live with someone who is symptomatic and tested positive for COVID-19 in the past 5 days, you may be able to join a clinical study evaluating whether an investigational oral treatment could help prevent the spread of COVID-19 within households. Participants will receive study-related care at no cost and may receive reimbursement for study-related time and travel. To learn more, visit covidmoveahead.com. This clinical study is sponsored by Merck Sharp and Dohme Corp., a subsidiary of Merck & Co., Inc.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, This is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so after much controversy, and I think one of the worst rollouts or suggestions that and the way it went down, the disinformation board is on hold or paused. Now, as a physician, this actually made me breathe a sigh of relief. And I know a lot of people are confused about how this was a good thing or how this was a bad thing. And so, a lot went wrong with them trying to put out there an idea that could have been benign and it could have had some merit. But the way it went down, it just showed that if they can't even manage the PR and the suggestion of dealing with extremism and fake news coming from another country, then how the hell are they going to manage something that could possibly censor the American public well. And so I am glad the disinformation board is paused, because as a doctor, we need information that's out there that isn't, we apparently a lot of the disinformation that has been censored has been not necessarily the stuff that should have been censored. And so I, you know, if somebody says, look, you know, we got to kind of take a look at hepatitis cases and Tylenol. Are some of these kids overtaking Tylenol for COVID? And now they have acute hepatitis. Oh, that's disinformation. It's an adenovirus 41. No, but let's at least entertain the theories. Then, in fact, the UK is looking at a Tylenol use, possibly, you know, related to some of these acute hepatitis cases. So what's disinformation today might be the actual answer and true science tomorrow. But let me just kind of tell you how, you know, what went down. So the Department of Homeland Security wanted to create a disinformation board to fight, one, disinformation and extremism. They put as its chief Gina Jankowicz. Now, I don't know much about her, but she had been public about saying that the 2020 discovery of Hunter Biden's laptop was a Trump campaign product. Well, then, but then it ended up being, again, not disinformation, true. That there was a laptop, there was, looks like, ties between Hunter and, you know, allegedly, you know, people in the Biden administration or family. So if she thought that was disinformation, then she doesn't really have a good filter. I mean, she just kind of goes with the flow. And you want somebody very scrutinous. You want someone who will, which we kind of hope the Supreme Court would be, really dissect what exactly is going on and not be party affiliated. And so, sadly, it looks like she just jumped on, you know, everybody else's bandwagon. Allegedly, in 2016, she spread claims that Donald Trump had links to President Vladimir Putin of Russia, and then those have been debunked. And so you're putting a 33-year-old woman, and she has, I guess, drafted a resignation letter from what I'm hearing from sources in Daily Mail, but you put somebody who obviously looks biased, was spreading disinformation herself as the head of this new disinformation board, it scared people. You know, and if the idea originally was, look, all right, we have enemies out there that have access to our cybersphere. And we have Russia, just like, look at that picture, that profile pic everybody was doing. And then there were concerns that the company doing it had an apartment behind the Russian Defense Ministry. And then somebody fact-checked and said, no, they used to, but now they're in the Virgin Islands. And you're like, what the heck is this? So I get that we do need, you know, our Department of Homeland Security, which is what they do and what they get paid to do, to keep an eye on stuff that could be coming from Russia and stuff that could be coming from China. Or any of our other countries that, you know, might not look at us very fondly. But when you call it a disinformation board, and, you know, Obama was speaking about disinformation, and everybody saying disinformation is the biggest, you know, public health threat. I agree that disinformation could be a public health threat, but I feel that way when people were silencing us trying to talk about Paxlovid and molnupiravir, talking about monoclonal antibodies, talking about natural immunity and vaccine immunity. So disinformation, if it's going to be that subjective, then that means if one political party is running it, it's going to say everything on one side is disinformation. If the other political party is running, they're going to say everything on that side is disinformation. And so it was not properly vetted, and it was an idea that I think was failed from the start. If you want to avoid propaganda coming from Russia, China, elements claiming they're Ukrainian, but they're really Russian, The Department of Homeland Security has a tall order, tall task. But when they tried to throw in there the COVID disinformation, and when COVID disinformation was being alluded to as when people were saying that the masks, you know, wouldn't work, well, studies have shown really the N95 respirators work the best. These other masks aren't working that well. Now you lost us. Because that means for those of us trying to warn people, which I did as a doctor, I'm like, look, guys, get an N95 respirator. Most of what you guys are wearing, I think, isn't protecting you to the degree. That's why a lot of them, people were in the hospital, you know, nurses and doctors were coming up saying, you should have worn a mask. They go, I did. Look, this is, I walked in with a mask. I swear I wore a mask. And I'm like, let the patient be. He did wear a mask. It just was a half-ass one. And we doctors should have been allowed to say, look, guys, get the N95s. We should have had a government that passed those out. Same thing with vaccines. We're going to be talking about how many people getting now COVID, very frustrated that they've been boosted twice, which means they've had four vaccines. I had a patient today going, I can't believe this. I got my booster 2 weeks ago. I've been boosted now twice. The disinformation was if you get the shot, you're good. You're good. So then, you know, people might not be as careful. We have another wave. You know, whether you're vaccinated or not, you might not want to be kissing people. You might not want to be standing too close. You might want to kind of wash your hands really well. But you see, if I had said that, that would be considered disinformation, saying that a vaccinated person could get COVID. Well, here we are today. Vaccinated people are getting COVID. Now, maybe many of them are not ending up in the hospital, which is fantastic, which is why I support the vaccines. But, you know, I can't tell you how many things have been accused of as being disinformation, and they end up now being, well, duh, I've been saying that the whole time. So my worry is there could be another pandemic. We could be looking at Ebola or Zika or something. And I might find that something needs to be better worded when it comes to public health, or there needs to be a little bit more honesty. And I want to be accused of disinformation until finally everybody goes, oh, you know what? Maybe we do need to do this with Ebola. And I'm like, nobody flipping listens. So this disinformation board, if it's on pause, and it sounds like the one that keeps singing supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, that one, looks like she may be turning in her resignation. If the government is going to want to run something, they need to prove to us that they have the competency. So if they're going to say that the Hunter laptop is BS, when there it is, and now all the troves of information coming, if they're going to say Biden has absolutely no issues with his memory or his cognition, and we see the difference, you know, if they're going to say, I don't know, you know, Trump's hair is real, whatever, you know, maybe it is real. He says it's real. Maybe it is. But, you know, you need to, if you are going to try to look like the beacon of truth and beacon of proper information, then give us proper information. But banning anybody talking about, you know, natural immunity and saying natural immunity is disinformation and requiring one doctor to get a psych evaluation in Maine means there is no way this disinformation board had the education, had the expertise, and knew what the hell they were doing. So I'm glad it's on pause. It should go away, and the Department of Homeland Security should do what they're paid to do and watch what's coming from Russia and China and our enemies. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Sticker shock is soaring at the gas pump. Gas prices jumping another 4 cents. AAA now putting the national average at $4.56 a gallon. That's 16 cents higher than last week. This as the price of diesel remains $1.40 more than it was last year at $5.57 a gallon on average. And Republican Senator from Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn, tells Fox News high diesel prices affect everyone.
We hear this all the time from our truck drivers, whether they're doing the 18-wheel, the big rigs, or they're doing delivery to grocery stores. The impact of fuel is driving up the cost of everything.
A Russian soldier admitted to killing an unarmed civilian in Ukraine in the first war crimes trial since the invasion of Ukraine. This is USA Radio News. Ballots are continuing to be counted today from the busiest primary election so far this year. Five states voted yesterday, and four will have Senate showdowns this November. But two of them are still too close to call. That includes the GOP nomination in Pennsylvania and Oregon. In Pennsylvania, businessman David McCormick and Dr. Mehmet Oz are running less than a half a percent apart. Dr. Oz says Pennsylvania can be at the forefront on many issues.
We have the ability in Pennsylvania to fight for the soul of this country.
In North Carolina, Democrat Sherry Beasley will face off against Republican Ted Budd, who was endorsed by former President Trump. And in Kentucky, Democrat Charles Booker will try to unseat Senator Rand Paul. The Dallas Mavericks are in San Francisco for Game 1 of the Western Conference NBA Finals tonight. Tip-off set for just after 8 o'clock Central Time. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I'm the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So there was a pretty interesting primary going on in multiple states as we were seeing people go head-to-head for Senate seats, running for governor, multiple seats. And currently, there's a very, very tight race between Dr. Oz, Dr. Mehmet Oz, the celebrity heart surgeon who has been endorsed by President Donald Trump, and retired hedge fund executive David McCormick. Apparently, they're in a neck-and-neck battle. McCormick was ahead yesterday, and then apparently there's still a lot of mail-in ballots, and there were also some issues, I guess, with the ballots being able to be read. So then numbers began to switch, and Dr. Oz has now, I believe he has like 31.3% of the vote, whereas Dave McCormick has 31.1% of the vote. So it is going to take a while to figure this one out. They're going to probably do a recount. Conservative Kathy Barnett is in third place. A lot of concerns about her electability because of, you know, some of the, her past tweets. And so they, you know, who she took votes from, I don't know. But now Dr. Oz and David McCormick are neck and neck. They are going to be facing Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman. John Fetterman, I believe, was still in the hospital and may still be because he suffered a stroke days earlier. And he got a pacemaker. Now, I don't know too much about what's going on with him medically, but people have asked, why would he get a pacemaker if he had a stroke? Well, if as opposed to a heart attack. My guess is the stroke would have been possibly induced by an abnormal heart rhythm. And if you have an abnormal heart rhythm, such as atrial fibrillation, which we spoke about, where rather than having the electricity very consistent, going, you know, causing the heart to pump, ba-boom, ba-boom, instead you got a boop-a-doop, boop-boop, boop-boop, blood slushes around. Then when it does pump and it gets the slushy blood starts to coagulate, it gets pumped into an area such as up through the carotid, goes to the brain, and causes a stroke. There's also sick sinus syndrome. There's a whole bunch of different variety of arrhythmias that could be linked to stroke. So a pacemaker makes sure that the pace is, you know, good and consistent. So, you know, it doesn't mean he's going to be too sick to run. I've been asked that too. Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman will be running for the Democrats. The thing is, I mean, Joe Biden has atrial fibrillation. So, and I'm not saying that's what Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman has. I'm just assuming he has an abnormal heart rhythm requiring the pacemaker that caused him to have a stroke. So, you know, I mean, here's Joe Biden. I mean, I don't know if that helps or hurts. You know, Joe Biden's on blood thinners. And, you know, I'm hoping they've been checking him for stroke or multi-infarct dementia. It's hard to tell. But, you know, you can still live a long life, you know, having had a stroke. So it is definitely a health challenge. What's also going to be kind of fascinating is Dr. Oz is a heart surgeon. And so a cardiovascular surgeon, which is very, you know, they're very involved in, obviously, stroke and heart care. So it'll be very interesting to see when the attack ads come, if he's going to bring up health, it'll be interesting. On one end, I'm thinking he won't. He's a doctor. Okay. Doctors are not going to weaponize somebody's medical issues. On the flip side, though, if he is running an uphill battle, you know, he might say, look, as a physician, I think Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman may be very, very qualified, but I am concerned about his heart issue, his health issues. And those are things that could possibly play in. I wouldn't do that if I were Dr. Oz. I wouldn't. I would stay as far away from it as possible. But, you know, somebody's going to want to bring it up because since Biden seems to be struggling with what is perceived to be health issues, there's kind of this sort of attitude lately of not having older individuals run and not having, seniors run and not having people that may have health issues that could affect their brain. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Pennsylvania was one of five states to hold primaries yesterday. There was North Carolina. In North Carolina, the Republican Representative Madison Cawthorn was defeated. He has been having a whole slew of issues with videos of him, you know, I guess partying and things like that. I don't know much about his, you know, party life, and I don't know much about the scandals. I think people were touching upon that he might have had a homosexual relationship, which I thought, you know, were very open to these days. So I'm not really sure. Yeah, I haven't been following the scandals. But when you have somebody who's an incumbent, and the incumbent is, you know, loses, then you start to kind of wonder if, you know, there's other, shall we say, incumbents that could be in trouble. And he was backed by President Trump. But President Trump, most of the people he backed have been so far doing well. So he lost his first re-election bid, and he conceded to Senator Chuck Edwards. So the state senator, Chuck Edwards. So we'll see where that goes. So these primaries are interesting in that here we have Pennsylvania again, you know, being the slowpoke. Pennsylvania has, you know, looks like some printing issues in Lancaster County. There's about 22,000 ballots that can't be read by scanners. Well, that makes me nervous because if they have to be hand counted, then, you know, how do we make sure that there's no, you know, subjectivity? There's also the, you know, Pennsylvania's election. State Senator Doug Mastriano has been nominated for governor. This, you know, there's the flipping of Pennsylvania to Republican could be absolutely huge. Democratic Governor Tim Wolf is term limited. So that could be huge if Pennsylvania turns red, obviously. And, you know, as far as I look at it, these primaries are just kind of a electability screening process. When we're looking at the midterms coming up from a psychological standpoint, you know, people want to support the candidate who they think would win. Dr. Oz, for example, and people have been asking me throughout his campaign, and I haven't followed his campaign much because, again, I'm too busy to follow another doctor's campaign, you know, and many of these campaigns. But Dr. Oz's career has been a very highly decorated one in the media and in medicine, from what I understand. And so he seems to be very competent. He seems to be very educated, and he seems to be very likable. Whether he flip-flopped, whether he knows how to work the cameras, I don't know. I mean, those are criticisms that he's a quote-unquote Hollywood liberal. But if he does win, you know, he does have that likability factor. The only thing is, you know, does he really have political experience? You know, I mean, lack of political experience seemed to help Trump, but some people might not want that. Now, some people might want somebody who understands the government, understands, you know, wasn't in New York or Hollywood or, you know, working all the time with somebody who was in Pennsylvania. You know, you don't know. So sometimes the celebrity status could hurt more than help. It definitely helped Ronald Reagan. It might help Matt McConaughey if he ever runs. It might help George Clooney because people fall in love with characters. Look what's going on with Johnny Depp. I mean, people are in love with him. He's already, you know, Amber Heard is vilified. And again, if she is lying, then, you know, she reaps what she sows. But without even hearing the testimony, everybody was on Johnny Depp's side, it seemed to be, you know. So the likability factor is huge. And but then you might have other people going, this is great. We have a lieutenant governor who had a stroke, and he's able to overcome, and we're showing how, you know, the underdog, I don't know. You know, so people love to vote for the underdog. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so some of you guys are getting really nervous about this. It's okay. Just calm down. I got you covered. It's not that bad. Not that bad, but I do have to tell you guys we've got some breaking news. The CDC has now recommended that any domestic travel, you consider getting COVID tested. It's a recommendation. It is not binding. It's not mandatory, but they are recommending that if you are going to do any sort of domestic travel, you test for COVID. Now, the reason why I'm not freaking out about that is because I've kind of been telling everybody to do that this whole time. You know, one is, you know, if you're about to travel across the country and you're not by your doctor, you don't know your local the medical center issues, your insurance might not cover you out of state, kind of a good idea to know if you're going to be sick or not when you're going to travel. So I think, you know, it kind of helps to know if you're going to be sick or not, you know, for your own strategy. And then if you're going to get on a plane, I don't want you to have COVID. So, or if you're going to be in a car with family members like grandma or grandpa. So I always tell my patients, especially since right now we're going with baby Omicron and now grandbaby Omicron and going through all that. A bunch of people are like, well, you know, Memorial Day weekend's coming up. I'm like, well, you might want to test. Make sure you're not sick before you go because I don't want you to expose others. Now that there's no masks on planes and, in Hawaii, they've stopped their proof of vaccine requirement and, you know, proof of testing and all that. There's, you know, there's that potential that, you know, there could be spread. So I am not surprised by this. So just to review what the CDC says, and I'll publish something so you guys have it, but they have under when to get tested. One is, well, if you have COVID-19 symptoms. So if you have COVID-19 symptoms, they say, yes, go get tested. If you've had close contact exposure to someone with COVID-19, get tested at least 5 days after exposure. Just because you were working with somebody and they go, hey, you want to know what? I just tested, you know, positive for COVID. So you might want to go home and test. If you go home and test, there's a good chance it'll be negative. So usually it's the sweet spot is 5 to 9 days on when you would test after an exposure. For travel outside of the United States, you have to follow the destination requirements. You need to know where you're going and if they still have rules. Like, I don't know if Israel still is testing or, you know, China. So if you are traveling to another country, you need to know their requirements. For all travelers, they recommend outside of the United States, consider getting tested as close to the time of departure as possible, no more than 3 days before your trip. And again, you want to know if you're going to be sick. Last thing you want to do is be on a plane with COVID, making other people sick, or you now being compromised pulmonarily, and now what do? You're going to be in another country. But if you're coming to the United States, now these are passengers on air 2 years or older, before boarding a flight to the United States, according to the CDC, you must show a negative COVID-19 test result taken no more than 1 day before travel or documentation of recovery from COVID-19 in the past 90 days. Foreign nationals have an additional requirement for proof of COVID-19 vaccination. So for those of you going to the Bahamas or taking a cruise or whatever, you might have to show that you are negative. It looks like, well, you are going to have to show. Cruise lines might do things a little different, that if you want to come back to the United States, you're COVID-free. And again, I told you where that gets tricky is a lot of people might test positive for a long time. And then they'll call a telemedicine doctor saying you need to fill out that proof form, proof of recovery. We can't vouch that you are not sick. You know, it has to be an in-person doctor. So for those of you that don't have an in-person medical provider, nurse practitioner, PA, you might want to get one if you're considering travel. And the other reason why I tell everybody to test is because if you're going to be going, let's say, out of the country, don't you want to know if you're going to trigger the test to be positive? You know, I had a patient call me up. I think he was in the Bahamas. And he said he didn't know if he should go to the embassy, what he should do, but he kept triggering the test positive. So he wanted me to write a letter saying he doesn't have COVID. And I couldn't do that because I don't know him. It's telemedicine. And, you know, maybe he does have COVID, and that's why he triggered the test positive. But he's stuck, or he was stuck, in the foreign country. And you, if you only have X amount of money to travel, you know, because they don't put you up. You have to find your own hotel. You have to pay for your own food. You can't come back to work. You can't come back with your family. So if you are traveling for Memorial Day weekend or this summer, you really want to know if you have COVID. Because, and if you trigger a test to be positive, because if you do, you're going to have a hell of a time getting back into the country, unless you have a doctor saying, look, you know, I took care of them when they had COVID, they tested positive on this day, I've examined them, they look free of symptoms, so that letter is pretty damn important. Now, all travelers have to get tested 3 to 5 days after arrival in the United States. So even after you arrive, you have to get tested. Now, for domestic, all travelers must follow all state, tribal, local, and territorial health recommendations. All travelers should consider getting tested as close to the time of departure as possible, no more than 3 days before your trip. Get tested after travel if your trip involves situations with greater risk of exposure, such as being in crowded places while not wearing a well-fitting mask or respirator. So, you know, this obviously comes as we're dealing with higher COVID counts. And I know people are so done with guidelines and rules, but, you know, I'm not worried because the CDC makes a lot of recommendations and it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be law. I think the American public have told public health officials in so many choice terms that they don't like the limitations. But I know a lot of people are being very lax and a lot of you have COVID right now. I know it because you're testing positive. And it's the baby Omicron and the grandbaby Omicron variants. And we're also getting people that are getting COVID 2 weeks after their first COVID. And that's something we also need to talk about. So this encore presentation or this resurgence or this second infection is something that we are seeing with COVID. So for any of you that just got over COVID this last week and think you're going to be in the clear to travel next week, you need to be prepared and have plan B if your symptoms come back. And so, you know, I know people, they're going to just lie or they're going to hide it or, you know, they're not going to test. And that's what happened early on in the pandemic. People are like, well, if I don't test, then nobody can say I'm positive and then I don't have to take off work. So I'll just pretend I'm not sick. And so you know that's going to happen. So you have to assume that there's going to be people that are, you know, lying, et cetera. But CDC, you know, recommending that you guys get tested before you travel domestically, not the biggest shocker because it's kind of been already what we've been recommending, not binding. If you do end up, though, being positive, you know, you really might not want to fly. Now, the other issue I'm noticing with people is they do not want to do official COVID tests because then there's proof they have it. So many people are using these home tests. If they're positive, they're dumping them in the toilet or whatever. Do not put them in the toilets, or they're not telling anybody. You know, it is honor system. So if you test positive at home, please don't fly. You know, and again, even if you're not really worried about everybody else because they're vaccinated, you don't want to be stuck somewhere when your COVID gets worse, and now you're in a hospital somewhere where your insurance doesn't cover. But I tested and I'm negative for COVID. I can't believe any of you if you took a home test. One is you could be lying. Two is a lot of these home tests have false negatives. You know, so, but, you know, for your own peace of mind, you know, and this isn't having symptoms. The CDC is recommending that even if you feel fine, to go and test. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.